Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2879.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are?
To a certain extent, yes. I definitely was honest when I filled that out, but of course there's always more to someone than what you might see on paper.
How would you describe your personality?
Definitely an easygoing, fun-loving guy. I'm also very honest, so... you know, if there's something on my mind, I'm definitely the type to speak my mind and let you know what I'm thinking.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Definitely a big fan of Thanksgiving. It's a great time to get together with family members that you haven't seen in a little while and celebrate being thankful together.
Do you have a favorite food that you eat at Thanksgiving?
Definitely the turkey. It's the main thing. And my father's kind of passed down the preparation to me now, so it's kind of my task. And so I definitely take great pride in making sure everyone has a great feast.
What's your most memorable vacation?
My family and I have gone up to our cabin, and it's a kind of a family-owned house. You know, it has a lot of treasured memories for me. So every time I go up there, it's a reminder of my family and all the great times we've had there. So that's definitely my favorite vacation.
Is there one particular memory that stands out to you the most as being crazy or funny?
Absolutely. There's a really high bridge as you go into the town where this cabin is, and I finally got up the nerve one year to jump off the bridge into the deep water, and that was always a memory I won't forget.
What is your definition of success?
For me, success is being able to provide for your family, make sure that they have a comfortable life, more so provide a happy life for them than necessarily giving them a lot of monetary rewards.
What is something that you wish you could do but you can't?
I always wish that I could sing, and I am a lousy singer. I'm pretty tone deaf.
What do you do to deal with stress?
Generally, you know, I'm lucky to have a set of really good friends, so always talk to them, kind of tell them, you know, what's weighing on my shoulders, and I always feel better after that.
Is there something that you do in particular with your friends for fun?
Definitely go to a lot of concerts with my friends. I'm also on a bowling league with them.
What's your high score?
My high score is 167. Which is alright.
What kind of bands do you enjoy? What kind of concerts do you like to go to?
I have a pretty wide musical taste, but I would say I definitely lean towards the indie rock genre.
What, if anything, are you afraid of?
Definitely say that I'm afraid that my future wouldn't pan out like I quite had planned it to.
If you could live anywhere in the world for just a year, where would it be and why?
I was very fortunate to be able to study abroad in Italy, and definitely fell in love with the culture, the people, and their general way of life, so I would definitely live somewhere in Italy for a year.
What town would you like to go to?
Probably somewhere in Tuscany. Assisi is really beautiful, set up on a little hillside town. It's really just picturesque.
What makes you smile?
Definitely having a lot of good times with my friends, and I enjoy making other people happy, so that's really something that brings me joy and makes me smile.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Definitely like to spend some time with sister. She's about to go off to college, so, you know, I know I'm not going to be spending as much time with her as I have the opportunity to now.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
My parents always instilled in me that you should always treat other people the way that you want to be treated, and that's always stuck with me, and I really try to emulate that in my daily life. My dad also taught me a love of working with my hands and figuring out how things work.
What quality do you like the best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I think my best quality is probably my determination, my drive. I have a lot of that, but sometimes that can also get in the way, and I guess sometimes I might not be as sensitive to other people's feelings as I could be.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a celebrity?
Yes, actually. One time I was told that I looked like Ashton Kutcher. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but that's what I was told.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would love to have lunch with Charles and Ray Eames. They were very famous designers in the 1950s, and they really created the entire style of modernism. So I think just having lunch with them would be fantastic to pick their brains and see where they came up with their great ideas and their style.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration right now would probably be the situation of the economy, and even though that I went to school for 4 years. I'm trying very hard. It's still difficult to find work out there.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomena, mathematic theory, or a piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the Northern Lights, and that's something that I've always been curious about, and I'd love to go see. It just seems like something that that shouldn't be possible, but I'd really like to go check that out someday.
What sound do you love, and what sound do you hate?
Well, I definitely enjoy waking up to the sounds of birds chirping in the spring. It's always a nice reminder that, you know, winter's ended, and I'm about to enjoy really nice weather. But I definitely cannot stand hearing other people's music through the walls of my apartment, because you can never really hear what they're quite listening to, and you kind of just hear the boom, boom, boom of the bass or whatever it is, and, you know, normally it's going on at all hours of the night when you have work the next day.
Would you say you're a morning or a night person?
I'd say I'm actually a pretty early riser, but I can also be a night owl if the situation calls for it.
Are you pretty chipper in the morning? Are you one of those people that, you know, immediately wakes up and is in a good mood?
Yeah, I really don't bite people's heads off if they have to wake me up really early or anything like that. I'm definitely a little more civil after a cup of coffee, though.
How would you want to be remembered?
Let's see, I would definitely like to be remembered as someone that cared about his friends and family, and someone that was always willing to help a friend out if they were in need. Of course, someone that was successful and had an impact in their career field.
What would you do with $1 million?
Oh, man. Well, probably first pay down a little student debts. And I have a lot of friends that are in finance, so I'd probably just let them play with a little chunk of that change. But of course, I'd donate some to charity.
Are there any particular charities that you would donate to?
Yeah, absolutely. I would probably put some money towards AIDS, medication, and prevention. I had an opportunity to travel to South Africa, and that had a really big impact on me, seeing, you know, a village that had a 70% AIDS infection rate really changed my life. It really showed me another side of the world.
What was the reason for the trip?
I was selected to a group of students from my school to travel there and meet with some heads of state and discuss how we could build better communication between the African nations and the United States.
If you were elected president of the United States, what's the first thing that you would do in office?
Oh man, I don't know if I'd want that much stress on my shoulders, but let's see, the first thing I would do, I would probably increase taxes for people making over $50 million a year. I mean, that's just a ton of money. They need more taxes. Give some more to the middle class, I'd say.
If you could have three wishes, what would you wish for?
Well, I'd probably wish for some sort of teleportation-type power. I think that would be fun. You know, I'd love to travel, so any way I could get there for free and instantly, wow, that makes it a lot more fun sitting in line waiting to go through security at the airport. Let's see, being able to fly would be really cool. Who wouldn't enjoy that?
So you'd say if you had a superpower, it would be to fly?
Yeah, definitely. That would probably be my favorite superpower. Spider-Man's pretty cool, too, though. My third wish, I would probably wish that that everyone on Earth would be healthy and happy, you know, not be wanting anything.
What's your ideal way to relax on weekends?
On the weekends, I enjoy hiking, also a semi-professional photographer, so I enjoy taking pictures, doing some landscape photography. I enjoy hiking with my friends, and sometimes my friends and I get together, you know, have a little jam session of sorts with some friends that play instruments.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Definitely someone that can make me laugh, and also, you know, kind of laugh about a difficult situation in their life. Someone that's easygoing really shows that they have fortitude and would be able to kind of tough out a tough situation. Someone that also has a lot of compassion is always good for me. I like to see someone that's affectionate to their friends and family.
What's your ideal date?
Ideal date would be probably something that I haven't done before. I always like trying out new things with other people and, you know, seeing how we both react to this new situation. You learn a lot about someone when you enter into a situation that they haven't done before.
If you could take a snapshot of your life in 10 years, what would it look like?
Well, I'd probably hope to be, fairly successful in my career. Maybe moved around to a couple different places, either abroad or in the United States. In 10 years, I'd probably also be either married or strongly considering getting married at that point in my life.
Why did you choose your line of work?
Well, as an industrial designer, I really I thought about, something where I could be creative and work with my hands. As a little kid, I was always, taking apart the toaster to figure out how it worked. And while that was a big pain for my parents, I kind of fell in love with finding out how things work and, what makes things tick. And in this career path, I get to do just that. I get to decide how things work, how they fit together, and how they look. And it's a really great career with a lot of freedom. And every time I have a new job, I learn something new.
What's your favorite and least favorite thing about it?
My favorite thing is that no 2 days are the same. One day I might be building a prototype, and the next day I might be, talking with manufacturers in China on how we can get this finished just right. My least favorite thing would probably be trying to explain difficult technical jargon to people that just really don't understand it, maybe in, other career fields such as marketing or advertising, when you're trying to describe why you need this particular whatever. It's a tough language barrier to bridge.
What is your approach to life?
Well, my approach to life is pretty much to jump in with both feet. I definitely look before I leap, but also once I find something that I'm good at or inspires me or intrigues me, I go after it and I try to achieve it with everything I have, so I'm definitely an active person. If there's something I like or want to achieve, I'm going to get it, most likely.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Well, the financial benefit certainly helped me out, but of course also I feel like it's providing a good service, helping people create a family that really want one.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, any offspring, I guess I would say, never give up on your dreams and make sure that that you have something that you're passionate about in life. Having hobbies and other interests outside of what you have to do every day always, helps relieve stress, make you a more interesting person. I'd probably tell them, be a curious person. Never take, any situation just for face value. Don't read a book by its cover. People in situations are kind of like icebergs. You might see just a little bit sticking up above the surface, but there's a lot deeper sometimes that really make up more of a situation or a person. Be kind to everyone. Treat other people like you want to be treated, and it'll go a long way, helping out both in business and life, I'd say. To the prospective parents, I guess I'd say, I'm a pretty wholesome guy, easygoing, fun-loving.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2879.